This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
Hello again, it's Ellie Zeiler. Welcome back to another episode of I'll Be Your Sister, a weekly podcast where I give you all the sisterly advice that you'll ever need. Today, I am very excited to talk about one of my favorite topics to talk about now that I am past it, which is high school and how to literally just get through the day in high school, because I am the first person to tell you that I personally did not thrive and all I was trying to do was get out of my day in high school. So I figured we would talk about this today. All right, let's get into it. The reason why I wanted to talk about high school today and why it was brought to my attention is because this morning, a few hours ago, it's currently 2:16 in the afternoon, but this morning at around 8 in the morning, I decided to take, it was a need actually. I needed to take Lenny out for a walk so he could go to the bathroom, you know, in the morning. Sorry to expose you like that, Lenny. He's literally sitting on my lap. If you guys didn't listen to the past podcast, I adopted a dog from my family, and so his name is Lenny, and he's with us now, and he is the mascot of the I'll Be Your Sister podcast. But I was taking Lenny for a walk, and near my apartment building, there's a high school, and the high school was like getting into session, and like all the moms were dropping off their kids, and high schoolers were driving to school, and it was like, I was kind of cosplaying as a high school student this morning, I'm not gonna lie. I was like walking with them and thinking that I could like be a part of it, and then I realized there's no way. You couldn't pay me to go back to high school. But back to the story, how I thought about this podcast. So I ran into this girl while I was walking Lenny, and I'm not going to say her name because I'm not going to expose her on this podcast, but you know who you are. I love you, sister. There's no way I just said that. Like, love you, sisters, like James Charles. That is so embarrassing. Anyway, I ran into this girl, and she was like, I love you so much, blah, 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 blah. I hugged her, and she was like, I have had a really hard time in high school and in school recently, and like I listen to your podcast every and it like really helps me. And I was like, oh my gosh, no way, I'm actually filming an episode today. Like, what should I talk about? And she was like, oh, you should talk about boys, but you already talked about that. You should talk about like high school. So I thought that I would talk about my high school experience in this episode. And really, this whole episode is dedicated to that girl that is having a hard time in school right now, because I have been there.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
So for backstory, I wanted to talk about like who I was in high school, what kid I was, because it's very interesting. Like, I remember always thinking that like the groups in high school, like I remember going into it and thinking like there's no way there's gonna be like a sports group and a nerdy group and a film group and a cool group. there totally was in my high school. Like, all of those cliques were so real in my high school. If they're not real in yours, you're very lucky. But I feel like it's honestly, like, how I thought it was going to be was how it was, where there was a lot of different groups. I tried every group in high school. I feel like I tried being, like, a film kid and, like, joining all the film clubs. I tried being the, like, athletic kid. I played basketball and golf and, like, bring all my sports stuff to school every day, which is really embarrassing now looking back at it, and, like, wear the same, like, high school basketball sweatshirt because, like, that was the cool thing to do every single day. That was really embarrassing now looking back. I tried being a cool kid for, like, 0.2 seconds. I tried being the, like, quiet kid that wouldn't talk. And basis of the story is that I really tried it all. And I felt like I really did not fit into any of the groups. It wasn't like I was weird. It was just like the cool kids would invite me to sit with them at lunch. And I wouldn't want to because I just didn't like what they stood for. I remember, this is going to make me sound like a goody two shoes, but like I just remember it being like, cool to like break dress code and like vape in the bathroom and like just do the cool things at school. And I don't want you guys thinking that I was like, no vaping allowed, or no, you're not allowed to wear jean shorts to school. But I feel like it was just like in high school, I was really close with the people outside of my school, and like I was really close with my family. And so like I just had this different perspective about school that was like, I'm literally just here to learn and like walk in, learn and get out. And like, that's how it was. I like fully did not think that like I was going to school to like make a bunch of friends and thrive and like have it be this huge social thing for me. But I think back to like when I first started school and how I did really try like fitting in into a lot of these groups. Like I wanted to be a part of all of these groups and like I really wanted to fit in somewhere. And I have a feeling that this podcast episode is going to be one of those topics where I have like a little bit of PTSD from high school. I'm not going to lie. Like I can sit here now after I graduated and like talk about it as though it's like this thing that was in the past that like I just got through and like went to school and got out of it and all these different things. But the fact is that I actually had kind of a really rough time and definitely like some PTSD from going to school. And I just remember like in the beginning of the year especially, I would go into it, especially after summer, and be like, I'm restarting my identity this year. Like every year I thought that like I could just restart and like become a different person. And I feel like especially that like first week or 2 weeks of high school, I would try fitting into like the popular cool kid group. And it was really hard because the moral of the story is that I would try fitting in with them and then they would like talk badly about people or like switch up on each other or like talk bad about like the weaker people in school or like maybe the people that weren't part of like the cool group. And I felt so uncomfortable doing that and like just talking shit basically that they would think that I was like keeping tabs on them or like thought that I was too cool to be around them because I didn't want to talk shit, as stupid as it sounds. But then they would end up turning on me and then I would end up being all alone. And thinking and talking about this, there's a specific example that I remember from freshman year. I remember it was freshman year and we were all going to our first dance. It was homecoming, I think. And I decided to like invite all of the like cool girls. There was like 15 of them over to my house. And like, I remember cleaning like my brother's bathroom, like all of our like bathrooms so that like the girls could like get ready in all the different bathrooms in my house, like made the house so cute, tried so hard for like it to be cute, set out like snacks and drinks and all these different things for them. And I remember it was like a movie scene. They like all came in at the same time. They all were like playing like weird like rap music, like all like talking badly about like this one girl. I don't even remember what it was, but I just remember it was like not something that I wanted to talk about. They all left like a huge mess, like in my room, my brother's room, like everything, like just left all of their stuff everywhere, which is like fine. I would probably do the same, but like it adds to the story. And first of all, not one of them said thank you or all this stuff. Now looking back, I'm like, okay, they didn't have to. But like, I just remember like being deeper than that. Like I thought that like someone would notice that like I bought all of like these cute things to like show like for these girls. Oh, I remember like all of them putting on their homecoming dresses and they were all like skin tight, like bodycon, like high school, like homecoming dresses, like with their boobs and butt showing. And I was wearing this like floral, like puffy dress. Looking back, I would like not wear it again. But like no one gave me the memo that like you're supposed to dress like a hoe to like freshman, like we were like 15, like a freshman, like homecoming. I like just did not get the memo at all. I remember everyone was wearing these like skin tight dresses and like Converse because like everyone knew we were going to be dancing. And I was wearing this like big, like kind of like puffy flower pink and gray dress with like heels. And it was not the vibe. That was a very traumatizing day for me. Thinking back to that story, and like there were so many other stories that I could talk about and that I went through in high school that like just reminded me and kind of made me like force myself to make these tips that I'm going to tell you literally just to get through school to make it tolerable. Like I tried, I really did. Like it's kind of embarrassing to talk about now, but like in the beginning, I really did try to like be that like high school girl that like you see in the movies that just thrives. But after a while, I realized that it just wasn't going to be me. And so I made some of these tips to get through the day in high school. The first tip, which is basically why I made this podcast, because I think I talked about this in maybe the first or second episode, but I first started listening to podcasts actually in high school when I would feel like lonely at lunchtime and I would want to listen to someone talking. So that like, I just remember getting like really bored of my music playlist, and then I would ask my mom to like send me podcasts so I could listen to them and feel like I had a friend at school or like I was busy. I feel like I constantly wanted to look like I was busy in high school and like doing something and like didn't want to look like I had no friends and didn't know what to do with my time, which is funny enough, like that's why I decided to make these podcast episodes on I'll Be Your Sister like 25 to 30 minutes, because that is the length of like a high school or middle school or college lunchtime that like you get breaks off. So that's the backstory on why I made the podcast so short. But I think that one tip that I got through was to constantly have like headphones or something that you can listen to in the hallways. I remember like thinking the hallways when classes would switch would be such a scary place and scary thing to get through. And like I just remember putting in my headphones and like putting on a song and like just walking straight through the hallways. I saw this tip on TikTok and it was like one of those TikToks that's like how to look more confident when you walk into a room. One of the things it talked about is don't make eye contact with people, or like don't look people up and down, or like look at anyone. Choose a spot that's like straight through the crowd that you want to get through and like look at that and don't look at anyone and just walk to it and like find like a place on the wall and just walk right through it. And I think that like what got me through a lot of those like scary passing periods was, it's going to sound really stupid, but it was like pretending that I was in a TV show or a movie, just like taking myself out of the fact that I was in my like weird, gross high school and pretending that I was in like Legally Blonde or like just like a good high school show or movie, playing my music and just like walking right through it and being like, this is just a set on my movie scene. It's all for the plot. But just thinking that like you're in a movie scene, you're putting in your headphones, literally like acting. Like you're just like acting. You're just getting through the day and everyone's staring at you. You're the main character in your life. Even if you know it's not true, like at your heart, fake it till you make it. And if you don't make eye contact with anyone, people are going to naturally want to look at you and like see that you're not, like eye contact makes people uncomfortable. So if you don't look at anyone and you just like walked right through the hallways with like your head up, your chest up, like your shoulders back, it will exude confidence and I know those backpacks get really heavy. Like, I remember my backpack, I looked like a turtle. Like, my backpack was so heavy and I would just like have a hunchback. But I swear, just like put your shoulders back for like that 7 minute passing period. Pretend you're in a movie and you will get through it. Another tip that would help me get through each week and help me get through the day was I would have a calendar for what outfits I wanted to wear each week. And it would be like a general calendar like this. So I basically made each day an overall like vibe of the day. So I'm going to give you an example. Monday was my hoodie and leggings day, because obviously it's Monday, like no one wants to be there. It's just a gross day in general. Then I would say Tuesday is like my jeans and a top day. I'm not saying like we need to plan out these like extravagant outfits. I'm just saying like it's so easy to wear hoodies and sweats every single day. I don't know why. This was just me. Now looking back, if I like went back to high school, I probably wouldn't follow this rule. But in high school, I never wore sweatpants. I don't know why. They just made me feel lazy and like made me not want to get work done. And like they like made me feel like I was like wearing pajamas and just looked messy. That probably sounds bad because now looking back, like I would totally wear sweatpants to school. But that was my, to maybe give you a little bit more of a backstory on who Ellie was in high school, I just like never wore sweatpants. Tuesday is my jeans and a top day. Wednesday, I remember like Wednesdays at my high school, we would get out a little early. I switched high schools a lot, that I'm sure you guys know that. But at one of my high schools, it was like we would get out early. And then another one of my high schools, we would start much later. So I had more time to get ready. But Wednesdays would be like my extra cute day. Like I'd wear like a dress, or I'd wear like a, not like a ball gown, guys, but like a cute like sundress or something. I would wear like just something cute. Thursdays, I would go back to leggings and a different hoodie. Like Thursdays in general are my least favorite day of the week. Thursdays, I remember it was like the day that you would have to study for all of the tests and like everything would get assigned because Friday would be like the day that we would all take tests. And then Friday, for some reason at my high schools, Fridays would be like, they would give us something, like it would be like football game day. So like, we would wear like game, like our school colors or whatever like that. But Friday would be either like another like jeans and something day. You guys can make your own schedule. This was just mine. I'm just saying that like I would plan out when I was going to wear like my hoodies and leggings and then like actual outfits, or else I would like wake up at 6 a.m. every day and just put on the same things. Another tip for wearing thing or for outfits in high school is I would use Pinterest. Like I love Pinterest so much. I remember even looking up like Hailey Bieber basic outfit Pinterest and like recreating that in the way. I think I've seen TikToks like that. It's like, I'm not wearing jeans and like a white top in a basic way. I'm wearing it in like a Hailey Bieber off model duty way. And like, that sounds so dumb, but I would like get into that aesthetic and like recreate outfits. So I would have something to look forward to. I would also always set out my outfit like in like the night before. Waking up so early was so terrible in high school. It's like always freezing cold and everything's puffy and like you don't want to go. I remember like in the beginning of high school when I didn't have these tips like down to a T, I would end up putting on the same thing every day and like not brushing my hair and like not putting on makeup. And then by like third period when it was the afternoon, I really regretted it. I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I tried a little bit harder, because now like everyone is not tired anymore. Also, I remember if I didn't want to put makeup on like in the morning, I think I started wearing makeup like freshman year. Freshman or sophomore year. But I would just bring makeup like in a little travel bag in my backpack and put it on like after first period or something like that, like at lunch or whatever, because I was bored. And I would bring like a lip and cheek stain. Benefit makes a really good one called Benetint. That's like a lip and cheek stain. And then I think I would just wear some mascara as well. The next thing isn't really a tip, but I mean, it kind of is. It's a little bit motivational, but I hope some of you guys can also relate to this, or else I'm probably going to sound a little overly self-conscious and weird, but I used to think that it was so weird to eat in high school. I don't know why. I was so self-conscious, literally about everything in high school. Looking back, I was literally thought everyone was staring at me 24/7, which is very main character-esque of me, but looking back, literally not one person cared. I just thought it was like such an ick to like have a plastic bag full of like crackers and like open them in school and like eat that. Like, looking back, that is so silly that I thought that, but I really did think that like even bringing like something to school was weird. Now looking back, there is no way in hell that someone is like going home and thinking like, did you see how Ellie was eating those crackers at break? Like, no one's thinking that. That is like, I don't know what I was thinking. Along with also going to the bathroom at school, I thought that like, I don't know if this is TMI, but like, I thought that it was like the peeing noise, like while I was going to the bathroom, was so weird. And like, everyone was like listening to me pee and being like Ellie's pee sounds weird. Like, looking back, this was so silly. Okay, back to the advice, because like, I'm through it. It's literally giving me PTSD to like go back and talk about this. Kind of like the overall tip was when I was talking about this is that looking back, like, no one cares. And also, everyone is thinking the exact same thing. Like, hopefully I'm not the only one talking about this. From the people that I've talked about this episode with, other people also went through this. But like, trust me, no one is going home being like, Ellie's pee sounded really like funny today. Or did you see how she opened her Tupperware that like her mom gave her? No one is thinking that. Literally no one. Trust me. Because you know how you're thinking about yourself all the time? So is everybody else. Which gives you a lot of relief if you really, really think about that statement.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Now talking through this, I feel like I'm like laughing at myself, but I just want to say that anyone that is going through this right now, first of all, I'm so sorry, and like, I promise it's going to get better. Also, if it can give you some relief, and like, now looking back, it would have given me so much relief to know that other people were going through this. Like, if you're listening to my podcast right now and like agreeing with certain things, know that there are other people going through the same things as you, and that you, trust me, you're not alone and you're going to get through it. And all of these little things that like, hopefully it doesn't sound like I'm making fun of them, because I'm ultimately just making fun of myself and how like I overthought literally everything. But in the moment, I really did think that like all these things were the end of the world. And if this is your life right now, trust me, in a few years or in a year or whatever grade you're in right now in high school, you're going to get through it and you're going to be in my position right now once you get out of it. I graduated high school like literally less than a year ago, and I can already look back and be like, wow, that was so silly that I thought that. So just know that it's all going to get better. All the tips that I talked about, I feel like I went on a little rant on, but I have a couple more tips that like are just cute and easy ones. One of which is just having a crush at school. I remember having a crush on a boy in school would make life just a million times better. That sounds really bad to say out loud, but like, it's true. I used to look forward to like that like 0.5 seconds of seeing this one guy. His name was Adam. I remember it in high school. He thought I was the weirdest person ever. And now looking back, look where I am, Adam. Just kidding. But I remember looking back in school, it would make things in like my day so much lighter and easier to have a crush, because like, I would get ready in the morning with thinking that like I was gonna see this like boy passing between like fourth and fifth period for like 0.5 seconds, but like that was gonna be Like, that's the reason I was getting ready for the day. So just a little tip. Another quick tip is trying to make one friend per class. You don't need to be that like super popular person that has like a million friends in every class, but just on those first weeks of like the semester or the quarter or however your school does it, when you switch to new classes, try and find like one friend per class. And it doesn't need to be like an out of school friend. It can literally just like have that one person that like you can text about homework or like you see them and say hi and just make things a little bit easier on yourself. I could talk about this episode for 10 more hours, and I probably will in hopefully other seasons in I'll Be Your Sister, but just seeing that girl today made me, it like took me back to the mindset in high school that like I would just want to get through the day and move on with it, and I wanted to share some tips with you guys. Overall, the basis and the moral of the story on this podcast is if you're peaking in high school, you're doing it wrong. And for me, it was literally just a get in and get out situation. Looking back, I am so proud of myself that like I got through it and can now give advice to you guys. But don't get it twisted. Like in high school, I had a pretty rough time and I went through all of the things that I feel like you guys are probably going through as well. And just know that nothing is that serious. Pretend that you are the main character in the hallway. Plan your outfits each day. It makes it much simpler. Nobody cares how your pee sounds in the bathroom. Like, nobody cares. It's okay. Because everyone is thinking about themselves too and thinking that you're thinking about them as well. And so if you take that pressure off yourself, trust me, the day is going to be much easier for you. Also, if you have anything specific that you guys want to talk about high school or school or anything that's going wrong, my DMs are always open. And if you guys want me to do like a high school Q&A episode, I feel like that would also be really fun. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of I'll Be Your Sister. I'm Ellie Zeiler. You can find me at Ellie Zeiler on every platform. I'll be back next week with our last episode of season one of the show. I'm having a special guest returning, so make sure to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I love you guys so much. Everything's gonna be okay, and I'm here for you, and I will see you guys next week. Love you. Bye-bye.